The movie Love Story turns 50 years old this month.
I major in social studies.
It doesn't show.
It's an honors program.
Listen, Preppy, I know you've got at least a few brains.
Really?
Yeah, you're hung up on me, aren't you?
He is, and she's hung up on him, too. Audiences stood in long lines to see Love Story in December of 1970. The entertainment industry was stunned that this movie and the book it was based on became such hits. Now, since then, Love Story has been the subject of critical and comedic examination, much of it asking, is this movie actually good? Here's NPR's Elizabeth Blair.
Between Vietnam and civil rights, America was polarized in 1970.
And along comes this love story telling us we can believe in the power of love.
Francesca Siegel is a writer and the daughter of Eric Siegel, who wrote the book and screenplay. He died in 2010.
It's unabashedly sentimental, but entirely genuine and earnest. And I think it struck a chord.
Two college kids fall in love. Oliver Barrett IV, played by Ryan O'Neill, is a sensitive, rich Harvard student. Jenny Cavallari, played by Ally McGraw, is a sassy, working-class baker's daughter who goes to Radcliffe. He plays hockey. She works in the library.
Look, we're allowed to use the Radcliffe Library.
I am not talking legality, Preppy. I'm talking ethics. I mean, Harvard's got 5 million books and Radcliffe's got a few lousy thousand.
They spar, play in the snow, argue.
You're a preppy millionaire and I'm a social zero.
What does that have to do with going our separate ways? We're together now, aren't we? We're happy.
They are happy. And even though Oliver's patrician father disapproves, they get married.
Hey, Mrs. Barrett, guess what?
He got fired.
I got fired up. And guess where to?
Reno, Nevada.
Paris, France will be there Christmas Day.
Just as they start a new life together, Jenny learns she has a fatal blood disease.
I don't want Paris. I don't need Paris. I just want you.
Well, that you got, baby.
And I want time, which you can't give me.
A love story was an ugly cry.
Susan Elizabeth Phillips is a best-selling romance fiction writer. She was in her early 20s when Love Story came out. She says just about everyone she knew saw the movie after first reading the book.
I remember when I read it, of course, dissolving in tears. I read it to my boyfriend at the time, read it out loud to him, sobbing through the whole thing. We've now been married for 50 years. He says he doesn't remember this, so that's a blessing.
The film was number one at the box office by a lot. Movie attendance was down in 1970. The Los Angeles Times wrote that the love story phenomenon was a boon to the embattled Paramount Pictures, and evidence people still want to go to the movies in vast numbers. It was nominated for 7 Oscars. Frances Lay won for original score. It also won 5 Golden Globes, including for acting for both Ryan O'Neill and Ally McGraw.
Everybody was completely flabbergasted when it had the reception that it had, which was right away.
McGraw says people still ask her about it.
Always somebody comes up and says, oh, you were in that movie. Why aren't you guys making another one? Of course, the fact that I'm dead, considerably older, probably hasn't computed.
As for that very famous line,
love means never having to say you're sorry.
McGraw says even she didn't know what it meant and regrets not asking.
It's an insane line, but I said it and I live with it.
McGraw also lives with the parodies Love Story inspired. Her personal favorite is by Carol Burnett and Harvey Korman.
I know you love me.
I never said anything about loving you.
But don't you understand? Love means not ever having to say, I love you.
In an episode of The Simpsons, Homer and Marge are big fans of the movie.
Where do I begin to tell the story of how great a love can be?
The sweet love story that is older than the sea.
The Simpson kids don't get it. Bart makes fun of another famous line.
What can you say about a 25-year-old girl who died?
I say bury her before she starts to smell.
Bart?
The man asked a question.
A good number of the writers on The Simpsons went to Harvard, where the movie takes place. Harvard and Love Story go way back. It's where writer Eric Siegel went to school. It's where he met Al Gore, Tommy Lee Jones, and Watergate investigator Terry Lenzner, all of whom inspired the character of Oliver. And Harvard has returned the favor by lampooning the movie every year. Davis Bailey is a junior and president of Harvard's Crimson Key Society. He says the organization puts on a Rocky Horror-style screening of Love Story for freshmen.
Basically, every 10 seconds or so, we have a line that collectively or individually, some of us will shout out at the screen, or we do something that we act out. Because the movie itself is definitely very sappy.
Very sappy is similar to how some critics felt about Love Story back in 1970. They found it cliché and contrived. Others, like Roger Ebert, called it a 3, 4, or 5 handkerchief movie.
It doesn't hurt, Ollie, really it doesn't. It's like falling off a cliff in slow motion, you know? Only after a while you wish you'd hit the ground already, you know?
Yes.
You never fell off a cliff in your whole life.
Yes, I did, when I met you.
I was in room after room of huge gatherings, all deeply moved.
Then, as now, people needed a good cry. But Ali McGraw wonders if today's audiences would have the patience for a simple story about love and loss.
We're functioning as opposed to feeling, and I think there's a big difference.
A critic in the French newspaper Le Monde wrote that Love Story was a novel that no one dared to write, but everyone was waiting to read. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.